The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text for our sermon today is Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Now they came to Jericho. As Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, it proved to be an unprecedented opportunity and an unforgettable experience for Bartimaeus when Jesus passed by the place where he was sitting at the gate of the city of Jericho. This blind beggar had heard of Jesus of Nazareth and his miracle-working power. When he was informed that Jesus was passing by, on his way to Jerusalem, he called for help and received it. This was the last time that Jesus passed by this way. What a tragic thing it would have been if Bartimaeus had neglected this one opportunity when Jesus passed by. What an unforgettable experience it proved to be when he took advantage of the opportunity and receive the Saviour's help. Although our Lord Jesus has long since ascended to heaven, he still passes by. When the church bells ring, calling a community to worship, when people gather in God's house to hear his holy word, when we read the word of God in our family circle, or in the privacy of our own room, when we witness a confirmation service, or some other event that reminds us of God's grace in our own life, and yes, even when the Lord visits us with some affliction, then Jesus is passing by. Jesus is knocking at the door of our heart, seeking entrance and desiring to bring us his blessings. Our theme for today's sermon is When Jesus Passes By. May the Lord bless our meditation. Firstly, when Jesus passes by, let us recognise our need and ask for his mercy. Bartimaeus calls for help. Bartimaeus, being blind, had to resort to begging to obtain the necessities of life. He usually sat at the gate of the city, where many people passed by who could see his plight and hear his plea. One day, while waiting for some charitable person to come along and give him a coin, he heard the shuffle of many feet and the murmur of many voices. When he inquired about the meaning of all this commotion, he was informed that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Jesus of Nazareth? He had heard of him before. Jesus was that prophet that would come into the world. He was the promised Messiah by the Old Testament prophets. Of Jesus, it had been foretold that he would open the eyes of the blind. Passers-by who had stopped to give Bartimaeus coins had also told him about this Jesus of Nazareth who went about doing good, healing the sick, casting out demons, restoring sight to the blind, opening the ears of the deaf, raising the dead, and performing other miracles of love. "Surely this Jesus of Nazareth can help me in my need," Bartimaeus reasoned. And as soon as this thought entered his mind, he began to cry, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He recognized his need of help, of the help of Jesus, And in his deep distress, he took advantage of the opportunity when Jesus passed by to ask for his mercy. The spiritual blindness of man. If we only felt sorry for this blind man in his need, then we would miss the point of this lesson entirely. His physical blindness is but a picture of man's spiritual blindness. The Bible frequently uses the picture of blindness to describe the ignorance and darkness in the heart of man as he is born into the world. As a man who has never been enlightened by the Word of God, where he comes from, why he is here, and where he is going into the future is all a mystery. Listen to his vague answers or observe the blank expressions on his face, and you will see why God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The hymnist was right when he sang in our opening hymn today, "All our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepness, darkness shrouded, till thy Spirit breaks our night with the beams of truth unclouded. Thou alone to God canst win us, thou must work all good within us." This spiritual blindness of natural man is even more evident when we observe what people try to do with their sins. "We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God," the Bible tells us. Likewise, you read in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, "For there is not a just man on the earth who does good and does not sin." Yet how many people deny that they have sinned and offended God, their Heavenly Father? Or if they confess their sin, they either say that God will overlook their failures, or they feel that they can atone for their guilt by the good that they do. What blindness! Even after we become children of God by faith in Jesus, we are in constant danger of having the scales of indifference and lukewarmness form a cataract over our spiritual eyes so that we can no longer see clearly. Then God must say to us, as written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, "You say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." When Jesus passes by, let us therefore recognize our need of him and ask him for his mercy. Let us ask him to remove our spiritual blindness, saying it as it is written in Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law." Let us therefore confess with the hymnist, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die." Secondly, when Jesus passes by, let us overcome every obstacle and persist in our plea. Bartimaeus refuses to be hindered. To confess our need and to come to Jesus for help is not easy. Bartimaeus found that it was not easy to come to Jesus and to receive his help. When he raised his voice and cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," the multitude warned him to keep quiet, to sit down, and to hold his peace. But he persisted in his plea for help. He knew his need, and he knew that Jesus was able to help. He believed that Jesus was the Son of David, the promised Saviour, the Almighty God. Therefore, he refused to be hindered by the discouragement of the crowd. He also did not take the chance that Jesus would pass by at a later time. Jesus was passing by now. This was an opportunity he could not neglect. Therefore, he overcame the obstacle of the crowd's discouragement, lifted up his voice, and cried all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Obstacles others put in the way. When Jesus passes by, we must also overcome every obstacle and persist in our efforts to receive his help. When our soul wants to turn to its Saviour for help, there are those who would discourage us, maybe by telling us, "This business of religion is all unnecessary. don't be a fool. There are others who say, I wouldn't get too excited about it. A person can be too religious, you know. Still others, and maybe even among them, relatives and friends and members of the family who should know better, might say, what is the hurry? There is still plenty of time. Let us recognise such discouragements as obstacles which Satan puts in our way to keep us away from our Saviour and friend. Let us overcome them and persist in our plea for Christ's mercy until the soul finds the forgiveness and peace which God wants it to have. And then there are also the hindrances that we create. Besides the obstacles that others put in our way, there are sometimes hindrances which we ourselves have created and which must be cast aside. When Jesus commanded Bartimaeus to be called, and Bartimaeus received his message, he cast aside his garments and went to Jesus. He wanted nothing to hinder him in his coming to the Saviour. In the same way, when the hour of worship comes and Jesus speaks to us in his word, or when the Saviour offers his body and blood in the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper, or when Jesus passes by in any other way, let us put aside every hindrance that would keep us from coming to him. Let no outing or sporting event or guests or other plans keep us away from Jesus. Or if Jesus passes by and seeks entrance into your heart and you have never accepted his mercy, cast aside those hindrances which you have set up. Put down your pride. Throw away the cloak of self-righteousness. Break off the ungodly associations. Put away the cup of worldliness. Stop loving yourself and learn to love the Saviour. Cast aside every hindrance and joyfully receive the Saviour's mercy. Jesus is passing by. Don't take the chance that he'll pass by again. The Bible states emphatically in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Open your heart now and receive him today, and then you'll also receive his help. Thirdly, when Jesus passes by, let us rejoice in his help and follow him. When Bartimaeus persisted in his plea, Jesus commanded him to be called. It is not that Jesus did not know about Bartimaeus and his blindness, or that he could not help him from a distance. But for his own reasons, Jesus commanded Bartimaeus to be called. The word passed along the crowd, and someone told the blind man, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. Bartimaeus jumped to his feet, cast aside his cloak, and with the assistance of the multitude, found his way to Jesus. Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Again, it was not that Jesus did not know what Bartimaeus wanted. As true God, he knows all things, also the innermost desires of our hearts. But for the strengthening of the blind man's faith, and for the sake of a crowd, Jesus had him express his need. Bartimaeus said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Compassionate and understanding Saviour as he is, Jesus granted the request and told him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately Bartimaeus received his sight. What a thrill that he could now see. What an experience that he could see with his own eyes Jericho, the city of palms. The greater blessing. But Bartimaeus could see more than houses and the city, faces and people, flowers and trees. His spiritual eyes had been opened long before this time. He believed in Jesus as his Saviour. He rejoiced in the physical help which he had received from Jesus. But his greater joy was in the spiritual help that Jesus gives. Therefore he followed Jesus in the way and glorified God for the wonderful things that he had seen. Following Jesus, he became better acquainted with the Saviour and was permitted to see even greater things. This was Jesus' last journey toward Jerusalem. He was going to his suffering and death. Undoubtedly, Bartimaeus witnessed the offering of the Lamb of God at Golgotha for the sins of the world and the victory of Easter. Many and exceedingly precious are the promises of God given to those who rejoice in his help and follow him in faith. Here are just two of them. Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while thou still speaking, I will hear. If we do not receive the help God promises in his holy word, it is not because he is slow to hear, but because we are slow to ask. And often when we ask, we are so easily discouraged and do not persist in our plea. Let us therefore be encouraged by his gracious promises and ask more often and more persistently. It is also well to keep in mind the kind of help that God gives. When thinking of the help of God, many people think only of the fact that he will provide our bodily necessities, protect us from danger, grant us recovery from our sickness, and provide other earthly needs. It is true that God grants these things if it is his will, but the greatest help which we can receive from him is spiritual help. Through his word, he opens our eyes and brings to us the knowledge of our sins. And when we are of a contrite heart and tremble at his word, he also applies the soothing balm of his gospel, so that we see his love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Saviour. He leads us to trust in his mercy, so that by faith in his Son, we have peace with God, the assurance of God's abiding presence, and the hope of everlasting life. These things provide us such immediate joys as greater happiness in living, a more ready submission to disappointments, and a greater patience in affliction. Let us there rejoice in his help and continue to follow him. Then, like Bartimaeus, we shall see even greater things. We shall become more intimately acquainted with Jesus and his ways, and shall grow in the knowledge and the understanding of spiritual truths, and we shall be given the joy of greater and more consecrated service to our Lord. And more than that, the time will come when we shall see face to face those things which we see now by faith. Everlasting life, the glories of heaven, seeing him as he really is, reunion with our departed loved ones who have kept the faith, and an eternity in a blessed abode where there is no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, nor any more pain. Then we shall know fully what it means when Jesus says to us, your faith has made you well. Let us not receive the grace of God in vain. When Jesus passes by, let us recognize our need of him and ask for his mercy. Let us overcome every obstacle and persist in our plea for help. Let us rejoice in his help and follow him. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.